Hello everyone, my name is Dane Trefthow and it's been a while since I've done anything for Blind Cool Tech, or as I prefer to call it in fun like, Blind Fool's Wreck. So I'm glad to be back with you. Today I'm going to be talking about a very flexible backup application for the Mac called SuperDuper. But first, my email address is grtdane@internode.net. And I'll repeat that a little later on in the podcast. Now, the first question I had when I heard of SuperDuper was why a backup application for the Mac when OS 10.5 Leopard boasts a very nice backup utility as is called Time Machine. Well, Time Machine is a very, very nice backup utility and it backs up to external drives and you can set it to do various backups every hour on the hour and so on. However, when it comes to restoring, well, if you're stuck and you need to restore fairly quickly, well, you need to pull out your OS 10.5 Leopard disk, and if you don't have that handy, it can be a bit of a problem, because there's no way of getting your Time Machine backup back quickly. With a SuperDuper backup, it's far more flexible because you can back up in various ways, and I'm not saying that SuperDuper is in competition with Time Machine, because it's not. They both complement each other very, very nicely. I have SuperDuper set up here so that my iMac is backed up to an external drive and I can start from that external drive as if it were an ordinary volume on my Mac. In other words, the internal drive, and I'll be showing you that. The reason I've done it is that if I'm doing beta testing of software, and I do a fair bit, I can install it on my external drive and not have it interfere with anything on my internal drive. So that way, I have, if you like, two different Mac machines which I can toggle between. With SuperDuper, you can back up to an image file. And this is handy if you're backing up, say, to a network drive which isn't immediately accessible to your Mac upon startup. So therefore, you can copy the image across from your network drive to another source, and using disk utility, you can restore your original Mac from that image. Neat. I use that for my MacBook, actually. It backs up onto the network drive here at a scheduled time you can set with SuperDuper. At 3:30 in the morning, I think I have mine set to. And if anything goes wrong, I can just copy it back, hook the network drive directly up to the MacBook or the iMac and use that as a target driver, various ways you can do it, and then copy it back and restore from them that to the MacBook. You can also span the image across various DVDs. It may be for one reason or another that you might want to have a backup on DVD rewritables or Blu-ray rewritables, and congratulations to you if you've got a Blu-ray drive. You've obviously got more money than I have, but I envy you. I'm not jealous, because they're wonderful things to have, and you'd certainly need them with the amount of backup data that we're talking about these days, and we're talking in gigs and not megs now, and terabytes in some cases. Anyway, I'm rambling. So you can split your image across DVD or Blu-ray media and restore from that onto another Mac. So let's get down to Tintex now and have a look how I've organized SuperDuper to back up my iMac, and I will just start my iMac now. Yeah, that's one thing, they all sound exactly the same. I believe with the new Macs that they've taken away that startup sound, which is a bit of a shame, but well, it really doesn't matter, I guess. So long as it boots up, then who really gives a damn? And while we're waiting for the iMac to boot, I best tell you that I'm doing this podcast on my Victor Reader Stream. And if they're handy for one thing at all, well, they're handy to do this sort of thing because they record quite nicely. And the sooner HumanWare come out with a conversion utility to convert the media files that the Victor Reader creates to WAV files on the Mac or some other format that the Mac can read, then the better for all concerned, I think. Okay, I'll just pause and wait for this Mac to boot up. Okay, the Mac is now booted, and if I sound further away, it's because I am. I've moved the Victor Reader Stream to the stand under the iMac, so you'll be able to hear that better. And I'm not all that far away from it, and given the Victor Reader Stream's ability to record, or the Victor Reader Screen's ability to record, if you prefer, I'm pretty sure that I'll be able to be heard just as well as the Mac. Will be, and given that the fact that the Mac is the pivotal point of our demo today, I think it's far more important that you hear what the Mac says rather than what I have to say. And I'll just lower the volume a little bit so it doesn't distort the microphone. Okay, now I don't have any other apps running, so I can go into the dock, and I do that by using Control Option D,
Finder running.
and I will move to the super duper application by using VO and the right cursor keys. I have quite a few applications here, so you'll have to bear with me while I go through them all.
Address book, Appium, Amadeus Pro, Audio Hijack Pro, Automator, Bento, Cocktail, Dictionary, Disk Utility, DJ, DVD Remaster, Fairmount, Fission, FileChute, iCal, iTunes, Keynote, Mail, Max, Nicecast, Numbers, Pages, QuickTime Player, RealPlayer, Safari, Simply Burns, Skype, Software Update, Sound Studio, SuperDuper.
Here we are, super duper. And for those curious, well, we'll talk about all those other applications some other time if someone hasn't beaten me to it, but there is a hell of a lot more in my dock. And of course, you can email me about all that if you really want to, but let's get into super duper now, and I do that by pressing the return key.
Finder, Dane's iMac selected. Super duper. Window, super duper. Dane's iMac pop-up button.
Okay, let's navigate around the super duper window with the VO cursor keys, and we've just heard VO announced Dane's iMac, and that means I'm on the first item of super duper, and what that's telling us is what super duper is going to back up. So if I VO right in the window,
iMac backup pop-up button.
iMac backup, that tells us where super duper is going to back up to, and that's the name of my Western Digital My Book Studio Edition. That's the volume name of it, iMac backup. Now, both those choices, the source of the backup, Dane's iMac, and the target of the backup, iMac backup, are pop-up menus. So if there are any other drives connected to the Mac at the time, you can make a selection of those and change them. Okay, let's move along. What have we got here?
Backup all files pop-up button.
Backup all files. Well, that's fairly obvious. You have a choice of what you want to back up. So let's go through the menu.
Menu check mark. Backup all files.
Backup all files.
Backup user files.
Backup user files.
Restore all files.
Restore all files.
Sandbox shared users and applications.
I'm not quite sure what that does. That's a recent addition to Super Duper, and I haven't read up on that yet, so time for me to bury my nose into the manual, I guess, and have a look at that one.
New copy script.
You can run various scripts with SuperDuper for specific backup jobs.
Edit selected copy script. Sandbox, shared users. Checkmark, backup, all files.
Okay, we're back up on our all files, back to our original selection.
Backup, all files.
So let's move through the window again to the next choice.
What's going to happen?
And SuperDuper actually summarizes what's going to happen. So if I move to the right in the window again, we'll hear the summary.
Pressing copy now will use backup, all files, to copy Dane's iMac to iMac backup. Using smart update, all files on Dane's iMac will be copied to iMac backup, except the temporary and system-specific files that Apple recommends excluding. Smart update will copy and erase what's needed to make iMac backup identical to your selections from Dane's iMac. The result will mimic erase iMac backup, then copy files from Dane's iMac, but will typically take a fraction of the time. Finally, SuperDuper will quit.
Okay, so there we are. That's a brief summary of what SuperDuper is going to do. And I find that summary extremely helpful when I'm changing settings in SuperDuper, because I know exactly what SuperDuper is going to attempt to do with my backup or restore job. So let's move to the right in the window again with VO.
Button.
That button is...
This item has no help tag.
I think that button is a password set button. So if you press that button, it'll prompt you to enter your user password before continuing with any job. Let's move to the right in the window again, because I think there's an explanation to the right of this.
Click to require password authentication before copying.
Yes, I thought so. I've got that turned off.
Options button.
Okay, let's have a look under the options, because there are some interesting things here.
Press options button.
Now.
iMac backup pop-up button.
It's put me back at the beginning of the window again, or the top of the window again.
So backup all files pop-up button.
Right, and we can have a look at the options dialog box.
General selected tab 1 of 2.
Okay, this is the general tab, so let's have a look in here.
Advanced tab 2 of 2. Before copy.
Before copy.
Repair permissions on Dane's iMac unchecked checkbox.
Repair permissions of Dane's iMac, so in other words, prepare permissions of the source.
During copy. Smart update iMac backup from Dane's iMac pop-up button.
So that will make a startup disk on the target drive from Dane's iMac, which is the source drive.
Smart update will copy and erase what's needed to make iMac backup identical to your selections from Dane's iMac. The result will mimic, erase, then copy, but will typically take a fraction of the time.
Yeah, sorry, smart update.
We smart update iMac backup here. From Dane's iMac, pop-up button.
And they are.
Menu checkmark, smart update iMac backup from Dane's iMac. Copy newer files from Dane's iMac to iMac backup. Copy different files from Dane's iMac to iMac backup. Erase iMac backup, then copy files from Dane's iMac. Checkmark, smart update iMac.
I always leave it on smart update, because erasing and creating a full backup takes a good hour, even though this drive I'm using is a FireWire 8 drive. Copying the amount of data I have takes a fair amount of time.
Smart update on successful completion.
On successful completion.
Quit SuperDuper pop-up button.
Quit SuperDuper.
Okay button.
Okay. Now let's have a quit on
smart during copy, repair before copy, advanced tab 2 of 2, advanced selected tab 2 of 2, before copy, run shell script, before copy starts, unchecked checkbox, blank text, choose button, during copy, copy ACLs from Dane's iMac, checked checkbox, after copy, create a disk image of iMac backup, unchecked checkbox, / volume / public / iMac backup dot sparse image dot dmg.
Okay, obviously that determines where your image is going to be if you want to create one.
Choose button.
And the choose buttons allow you to change those locations.
Install package on iMac backup, unchecked checkbox. Blank text, choose button. Run shell script, after copy completes, unchecked checkbox. Blank text, choose button. OK button.
OK, well, all those choices should be fairly obvious, so that's why I didn't bother giving any
commentary on them. So they're the options for you in both general and advanced. So I click OK to get back to the main screen.
Press OK button. iMac backup.
And
pop-up
I'll
button.
Go to the right again to get back to the point of where we were.
Backup. All of what's going to happen. Prep button. Click to require password authentic options button. Schedule button.
Okay, the schedule button is fairly obvious. You click that and SuperDuper opens a new window of your scheduled times you want backups or restores to take place. And you can have various backups, smart backups, full erasure backups, backups to images, etc.
Copy now button.
Okay, let's press the copy now button because I think it's about time that we did a little bit of backup, a smart backup, which shouldn't take us all that long because the drive was backed up very recently. But before we press the copy now, I guess we'd better have a look at some of the other things in the window, and there isn't all that much to go anyway.
Close button.
The close button.
Minimize button.
Minimize.
Dim zoom button. Super duper. Dane's iMac pop-up button.
So we're back to the way we start. So we go left in the window.
Dims. Minimize. Close. Copy now button.
Get the copy now button, and I'll press that button.
Press copy. Interact with dialog. Alert. You are about to smart update iMac backup. Smart update will copy and erase what's needed to make iMac backup identical to your selections from Dane's iMac. The result will mimic erase, then copy, but will typically take a fraction of the time. Are you sure this is what you want to do?
Yes, I'm quite sure, so I'll go through the window and find the yes button.
Smart update will copy button.
Copy button, yes, that's what we want.
Don't copy button.
No, that's not what we want.
Copy button, press closing dialog.
Okay, well, the job has started, and let's have a look at the super duper window that comes up during the job. And I will navigate through it as I have been, and I don't think I need explain too much because I'm sure the feedback the voiceover is going to give me when I navigate through the window will be sufficient.
iMac backup, dim pop-up button. Backup, all files, dim pop-up button. Image. 1. Prepare to copy files. Prepare Dane's iMac. Prepared iMac backup. Preserved spotlight state on iMac backup. Image. 2. Copy files. 40.5% progress indicator. Right arrow, copy, 30, right arrow, copying files from Dane's iMac to iMac backup, using smart update. 36,031 of 664,332 files evaluated, 180 files copied. Effective copy speed 2,810.15 MB/s. 90.63 gigabytes evaluated, 90.54 gigabytes already up to date, 19.78 megabytes copied. Image 3. After successful copy, make iMac backup bootable. Restore spotlight state on iMac backup. Image 4. And finally, quit SuperDuper. Stop button. Close button. Minimize button. Dim zoom button. SuperDuper. Dane's iMac dim pop-up button.
Okay, we're back to the top of the window again. Alright, so you can see clearly what SuperDuper is going to do. And obviously the smart updating isn't going to take all that long. After the backup has completed, I will boot from the external drive, which is the backup that I'm creating now. And I'll show you how that's done. And then I will restore from that drive to the iMac internal drive, which is where the main operating system is, and I'll show you how easily that's done. In fact, I might be so bold as to erase the contents of the internal drive and do a full restore, which will take an hour, and I'm not going to let this podcast run for that length of time, so I will pause it and let you know how the restore is getting along, and we'll examine the window from time to time. So there seems little point to keep talking at the moment until SuperDuper quits, so I'll be pausing now and be back with you in a few minutes. Okay, Super Duper has finished the smart backup and finished it about 5 minutes after I'd gone away in the last bit of the recording. So I'm back now and Super Duper's quit. What I've done is I've set the iMac to shut down and it's going through the process of doing that now, journaling all the drives and making sure that they're all up to date with their various material so that they can be recovered from. And the process will take perhaps a minute or so to fully complete. I'm just checking it now and it's still going on. Once the system has shut down, I'm going to restart it again and I'm going to boot from the iMac backup external drive, which is a Western Digital MyBook Studio drive, and I'll briefly talk about that now since I've mentioned it. It's a 1 terabyte drive and it's
what I call a bookshelf drive. I've just sat down and they can be put on a shelf or at the top of a desk or whatever, side by side, so you can have more of them. They look like paperback books. And they're quite a versatile drive because they have a variety of connections on them. This one is a quad interface drive, as Western Digital call it. It can be interfaced with FireWire 4 or FireWire 8. It has a USB connection and it has an eSATA connection for those who love their speed. I really like this drive because of its speed and its performance. And I store a lot of my audio editing projects and video stuff on there, usually. And I've got another one here for that. This one is used for the backup because it's nice and fast, and because it's a FireWire compatible drive, it means I can start from it, as I'm about to do. And it's a pity that the PC, given its hardware complexity and lack of hardware knowledge, for want of a better word, on behalf of Windows, can't do the same, because there are that many hardware configurations around, it would be impossible for Windows to keep up with them all. So that is a bit of a downside to a Mac, that you can't start easily from an external drive like we're going to do now. So how do we do this? Well, first of all, I put the Victor Reader under the Mac, as where I had it before, and I hold down the Option key on the Mac keyboard, which is to the right of the Control key on the left-hand side, and I press the Power button. Now, we heard the familiar chime of the Mac, and it is now booting up. And what the Option key does when it's held down, and I'm continuing to hold it, is tell the Mac that we're going to start from another boot source. And I think I've held it down for long enough now, so I let it go. And I will press the left cursor key to indicate to the Mac that I want to start from my external FireWire iMac backup volume. And I now press the return key, and yes, I've got my right hand on the external drive, and I've just felt the Mac access it, and you might be able to hear it in the background, although it's fairly quiet. The Mac is now booting from that drive. So I'll pause while it does that, because it may take a little longer than usual, but it's fairly quick. A lot of processing happens on the Mac, or my Mac anyway, while it's booting. So I'll come back in just a tick. About a minute and a half to do. So I'm now booted from the iMac backup volume, and for all intents and purposes, it's exactly the same as my machine on the internal drive. I can run all my applications and do as I would normally do,
And the only difference is that I'm running from my external MacBook Studio drive rather than my internal Mac drive. So now's the time to restore what I just backed up on my iMac backup to my internal drive. And I will do that by changing some of the parameters in SuperDuper. So I'll go into the dock again.
Finder running. Address book. Yum. Amadeus Pro. Audio Hijack Pro. Automator. Bento. Cocktail. Dictionary. Disk Utility. DJ. DVD. Fairmount. Fission.
I might just type S to get to that group of the dock quickly.
Safari. Simply Burns. Skype. Software update. Sound Studio. SuperDuper.
Okay, press return here.
Finder. Dean's iMac selected. SuperDuper. Window. SuperDuper. Dean's iMac. Pop-up button.
Okay, now we're going to change a few things here because we don't want to... We don't want to back up from Dane's iMac to iMac backup. We want to do it the other way around. So this is the first. The source for the restoration process has to be iMac backup. So we'll change this choice.
Menu check mark. Dane's iMac. Disk image. Ellipsis. iMac backup. iMac backup.
Okay, and
pop-up button.
The target has to be Dane's iMac, so we'll change this.
Menu, iMac backup, Dane's iMac. Dane's iMac.
And
backup, all files, pop-up button.
We don't want to backup, we want to restore.
Menu check mark, backup, all files, backup, user files, restore, all files. Restore, all files.
Okay, now what else have we got to do?
What's going to happen? Pressing copy now will use restore all files to copy iMac backup to Dane's iMac using smart update. All files on iMac backup will be restored to Dane's iMac except the temporary and system specific files that Apple recommends excluding. Any Time Machine backup on iMac backup will not be copied to Dane's iMac. Smart update will copy and erase what's needed to make Dane's iMac identical to your selections from iMac backup. The result will mimic, erase Dane's iMac, then copy files from iMac backup, but will typically take a fraction of the time. Finally, SuperDuper will quit.
All right, so there you are. That's what's going to happen. Now I'm going to change things. I'm going to do a full restore, and this is going to take an hour or so. And with luck, if all goes well, and I'm taking a chance here, I should be able to close my iMac down and reboot by default from the internal drive. And well, I'll know whether it works or not in an hour, and you'll be able to hear my celebration or commiseration, as the case may be, because with this full restore it will erase the internal drive. So I'll change the options
button. Click to require password authentication before copying. Options button. Press options button. Dane's iMac, pop-up button, restore advanced before copy, repair permit during copy, smart update Dane's iMac from iMac backup, pop-up button.
Okay, I change that to full erase.
Menu, erase Dane's iMac, then copy files from iMac backup. Erase Dane's iMac, then copy files from iMac backup.
That's what we want.
This will completely erase Dane's iMac, then copy the selected files to it from iMac backup. On successful completion. Quit SuperDuper, pop-up button, OK button, press OK button. Dane's iMac, click up schedule, copy now button.
Copy now, here we go, the big moment, folks.
Press copy, interact with dialogue, alert, you are about to erase Dane's iMac. This will completely erase Dane's iMac, then copy the selected files to it from iMac backup. Are you sure this is what you want to do? This will completely erase Dane's iMac, then copy this copy button. Press dip closing dialogue.
Okay, here we go. So no turning back now, folks. And well, the internal drive of the Mac iMac is being erased, or has been erased, and data from the iMac backup drive is being copied to it. So let's once again have a look at the SuperDuper window to find out what's happening. I'll get a glimpse of what's going to happen.
Dane's iMac, dim pop-up button. Restore all files, dim pop-up button. Image 1. Prepare to copy files. Prepare iMac backup. Erase Dane's iMac. Prepare Dane's iMac. Preserved spotlight state on Dane's iMac. Image 2. Copy files. 0.4% progress indicator. Right arrow, cop 1004. Right arrow, copying files from iMac backup to Dane's iMac. 1005 of 664,420 files evaluated, 946 files copied. Effective copy speed 29.96 MB/s. 1.38 gigabytes evaluated, 0.00 megabytes already up to date, 1.32 gigabytes copied. Image 3. After successful copy, make Dane's iMac bootable. Restore spotlight state on Dane's iMac. Image 4. And finally, quit SuperDuper. Stop button.
Right, okay, well that pretty much sums it up, so I'm going to go and have a cup of coffee and a shower and maybe make a couple of phone calls. This is going to take an hour or so. And I will come back to you when SuperDuper has quit. And then we shall shut down the iMac and reboot it without any keyboard intervention and see whether the restoration worked. And we'll know if it works if I can boot off the internal drive of my iMac machine. Right, SuperDuper has quit. A little longer than an hour because there was over 300 gig to copy, so it was about an hour and a half, but the job has been done, it would appear. So now it's time to shut the iMac down and see if we can actually boot up as per normal. So I've just put the Victor Reader on the stand of the Mac under it, and I'll close the iMac down, and I do this via simple use of a shortcut. For those who are interested and who may not know about it, you hold down the control key, the option key, the command key, and the eject key on your keyboard. And the iMac is now shutting down, and it may take a while because it's got to journal all the hard disks, and that includes the external drive, which is connected to the unit, as well as the internal one. Journaling is a process which makes the content of the drive consistent. So in the event of a power failure or such other catastrophe, the data can be recovered in a consistent form. And more information on journaling for your Mac can be found on the Apple website at www.apple.com, or you can find it in one of the strange places of all, actually, when you think about it, but perhaps it's not so strange. If you actually look up Mac journaling in Macopedia, you'll find quite an article on it, which gives you some explanations of how it works. All right, the Mac has now shut down, and the drive, the external drive, the MyBook Studio has gone to sleep. So now for the big moment, let's try and start this machine up and see if it boots. So press the power button. Well, at least we've got that. So just wait for a couple of minutes here and see what happens. And listening to the computer, I hear that the hard drive is actually being activated, so that's promising too. And well, we just wait with bated breath now for VoiceOver to speak, which it should in a minute or so, and I won't bother pressing the pause this time. It's all part of keeping you in suspense, so I'll leave the recorder go. I think I'll just sit down.
Hi, Dane. Finder. Dane's iMac selected.
Well, if I dare say so myself, I ought to be congratulated because I successfully restored from my iMac backup external drive onto my iMac, which was completely erased. So we have one working iMac computer which was booted from its internal drive, and that about nearly wraps it up for this podcast. But what it also means, having a replica of your internal drive on your external drive, is that if you should delete a file from your internal drive or a directory or a folder or a series of folders, you can of course go into your external drive and retrieve them and copy them back. And let's just fall about and take an example. So if I type command N to bring up a new Finder window.
Window, Dantrethewin, icon view, scroll area, 0 items selected, icon view, scroll area.
And press tab to go to the first item here.
Audio, selected folder.
That's the audio directory, so I'll delete that.
0 items selected.
I'll move that to the
Finder. Has new dialogue.
I've moved that to the trash actually, and just to add insult to injury, I'll empty the trash.
Empty trash. Trash. With icon view. Scroll area.
Nothing in the trash now, so that directory is gone. Well, off the internal hard drive at least, but not to worry, so I'll just go back to the main Finder window here.
Dane's iMac selected.
And select iMac backup.
iMac backup selected.
And go in here.
Icon view. Scroll area.
And now I have to find the audio directory and copy it back. So the first thing you do is look for users on the external drive.
User guides and information. Users selected folder. Icon view. Scroll area.
And Dantrethewin is the user of this computer.
Dantrethewin selected
That's
folder.
The user we want.
Icon view.
Now
scroll area.
Audio directory.
Audio selected folder.
That's it. So I copy it to the clipboard with Command C.
Copy audio.
Now close
iMac backup selected.
And open the Dantrethewin folder on my internal drive where I deleted the original audio folder from.
Window Dantrethewin icon view scroll area.
Press
0
Command
items
v.
selected icon view scroll area.
And press Command V to paste.
Paste item. Copy.
And let's have a look what the copy dialog box is doing.
Minimize button, dim zoom button, copy, dimmed close button, list.
And interact with the list here.
Interact, stop copying, stop copying 623.7 megabytes of 55.33 gigabytes, about 21 minutes. Copying 980 items to Dantrethewin group.
So there we are, so it's copying that file from the external iMac backup drive back to the internal drive, and that was the file that I deleted before. So of course, if anything happens, you can just go into your external drive and copy things back. Another example of having a direct replica backup, as SuperDuper will provide. Of course, with image files, you can also mount them as drives and copy files back to your original internal hard drive from those as well. So that's another option you have. All right, that's about the end of the podcast. And if you have any questions about any of the demo that I've done, you can email them to grtdane@internode.onnet. If you want further contact information, such as Skype details, phone details, I have phone numbers set up in the UK and the US and Australia, or MSN Messenger, or I think they call it Windows Live now, don't they? But you know what I mean. If you want further details of that sort of nature, just email me and I will give you further contact points. Okay, this is Dantrethewin. Thank you for listening and talk soon, I hope.